changed it up. What's on the radio?
LAX, Ortiz, and Santana, Bound for Glory, coming up on Sunday. Watch Impact Wrestling tonight. And then tomorrow, Tommy Dreamer and me here on a Friday edition, Falls Count Anywhere Friday, with Johnny Impact and Taya right here on Busted Open.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds. And
sucks out here in this traffic.
All this week on SiriusXM Spotlight Channel 4.
Send help.
Taking place right here in New York City on Sunday.
Sold out.
Yep, sold out.
Congratulations to Impact Wrestling for selling out Bound for Glory. It's going on. What is it? The Encore Center, right?
It's the Melrose Ballroom.
I'm sorry. Melrose Ballroom. My bad. I thought it was the Encore. So they should have a good pay-per-view. They have to follow up on. What was the last pay-per-view that we reviewed from TNA where they did a really good job?
Slammiversary.
Yeah, Slammiversary was a good pay-per-view for them. Their TVs leading up until Bound for Glory, have you gotten to see any of them? I know it's sometimes a little bit difficult with Pop TV, but have you gotten to see anything?
No, I mean, I have no problems with Pop TV. I actually have been watching it every Thursday night, and the show has been very good, especially since the pay-per-view this summer.
So, what are your expectations for Bound for Glory?
Well, it's funny, because the match I'm looking forward to the most involves Santana and Ortiz. You know, LAX going up against the OGs. I mean, that's a match I'm really looking forward to, because it's been a long story. It's been going on for months. And they're having a concrete jungle death match taking place on Sunday. It should be very, very interesting. The concrete jungle death match at Bound for Glory.
Let me ask you a question. Do you ever feel let down by death matches?
Especially since no one really dies.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that's the next step.
So maybe maybe on Sunday somebody actually passes away.
When they get in the studio, we need to talk to them about this.
Maybe it's not the smartest thing to book yourself in a death match.
Yeah, because you could be the one on the end of death.
Yes. I mean, We gotta.
If you were to die in a wrestling ring, how would you want to die?
Jesus.
Like, would you want to die taking a move? Would you want to die giving a move? Would you want to die while you were raising the heavyweight championship up over your head? For you, it'd be the 205 Live. Well, how would you want to die?
Yeah, actually, have you seen me lately? I'm not going to be in 205 Live anytime soon. No, it would probably be after winning the world title, and I die of a heart attack right after winning the world title because I couldn't believe I actually won the world title.
And then you just collapse right in the middle of the ring?
Yes.
And, like, then people pick up your dead body and carry you out of the arena like you're a hero?
Honest to God, Bully, and I've actually said this to my wife, like, because we've had the conversations about what to do with my body once I pass away, though. She shouldn't be asking me that because I'm going to live a lot longer than she is.
Well, it'll probably just float to the bottom.
Or the pieces of my body that could cut up from the propeller underneath the boat.
Yeah, you'll
see to the bottom.
Yeah.
We'll get into that in a second, by the way, because a lot of people on social media have been very clever about my demise at the Chris Jericho cruise coming up at the end of the month. But I honestly, to answer your question, I can honestly say I don't care what happens to my body once I pass away, because I'll be dead. I could care what. You want to burn it, bury it, do whatever you want to it. I'm going to be dead, so it really doesn't matter to me.
That's like a great question for the nation. What should we do with Dave LaGreca's body once he checks out? Like, should we stuff you? Should we take you to the taxidermist and stuff you?
Actually, that's not a bad idea. Like, you know, being, you know, creator of Busted Open, I would hope that once I pass, that this show continues, I will be doing. But I'm not the only one.
Get your own family.
very proud of you today.
I don't know if you're making fun of me.
No, well, not you keep doing. I actually am being completely honest here.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. I've had a lot of caffeine this morning. I'm all over the world. I'm like Robin Williams this morning. You gotta stay with me. You never know where I'm gonna go.
Well, I mean, and this is, I can tell right now that this is gonna be one of those shows. But like I said, we will talk some Bound for Glory. Because we really haven't talked a lot of Impact Wrestling. Bully, and listen, there's a reason for it. A lot of people who listen to this show don't watch Impact Wrestling. A lot of people may have given it an opportunity years ago and kind of just lost interest. And I think they've done a tremendous job, especially over the last year. This new executive force, this new creative force that Impact Wrestling has now, I think is a winner. And listen, there's rumors, and it may sound crazy, but not if you really think about it. There's rumors. You might even see Chris Jericho at Bound for Glory on Sunday.
Would you be shocked?
No. You know, if you would have told me.
There's a word. It dies, but not completely. It dies about halfway and then trails off.
Because the world is round, it turns me. Because
it keeps people on their toes. It's interesting. It's so.
All right. Well, I tried. switching back to the radio as I'm driving into a tunnel here. Maybe that's...
And here's the thing, this to me kind of affects like an Impact Wrestling that's on Thursday nights. Think about it. You know, if you're a pro wrestling fan, you got Raw on Monday, you got SmackDown on Tuesday, and now on Wednesdays there's, you know, you got 205 Live, you have NXT, you're going to have NXT UK. I mean, by the time Thursday comes around, you kind of burn on pro wrestling. And it's not like you're watching the main roster 3 days. They're giving you a variety of different types of shows and different types of styles. So, it's really hard. After everything that happened with All In, Bully, it's really difficult now if you're an organization outside the WWE, because it seems like the WWE has at least one product that every wrestling fan would like.
It does, but to me, it's a little too much for me. It's oversaturation. I understand why they do it. They're picking up little pieces of every demographic. They don't necessarily care if everybody watches every show every single day, although they'd love it, but that's kind of unrealistic. So for those wrestling fans that don't get maybe the style you're going to see from NXT UK on Raw or SmackDown, well, then that's the show for you. But Dave, I mean, even you're a die-hard wrestling fan who consumes a lot of wrestling. Is this a little too much?
It can be. And it's just that you're piling it on at one half of the week. And I think no matter how much you love pro wrestling, you need a little downtime. I mean, you need a little time to miss it. You know, it's just like what the NFL is struggling with right now. You know, there was a time that, you know, you watched NFL on Sundays, and then you had Monday Night Football. And that was it. Then came Sunday Night Football. And I, like, it's oversaturated to have a little space in between for you to miss it a little bit. If you have pro wrestling every night, and then on top of that, you have them so you can watch anything you want at the end, you don't have that time to really miss something.
Do you not have the time to miss it? So you don't really care if you miss it, because you can just find out what happened on Twitter or on Facebook or on Instagram, whatever. So how do they make it must-see?
They make it must-see because I think the WWE has done a great job, Bully, of... SmackDown is different than Raw. 205 Live is different than NXT. NXT, so you be that person that doesn't like to watch everything, but they don't watch everything. Maybe there are people that just
Night Raw. Yeah, maybe watch Monday Night. Fucking fathom it.
And this is why I think it's a little bit. All right, wrestling. Watch the on-demand service wrestling has on their website. They don't have a TV deal. I don't watch it on TV, so I effort to watch on my computer. A bit of an in the ass for me. It's a little bit outside my comfort zone.
Oh, poor guy.
But I make it because it's something unique that I don't normally get to watch. But here, now NXT is going to be from the UK. So I can watch that British style of wrestling right on my big screen TV in my living room. So maybe now, because I can watch that on Wednesdays, I'm not going to do the cumbersome thing for me to watch Progress Wrestling on my laptop.
Well, that's a perfect example of how a wrestling fan like Mike consumes too much. I mean, watching pro sports. And you give me there is a kind of gap. It's just a little is realistic thing. 20 years ago, let's just Monday Night Raw during the Attitude Era or any time before that. You had to be in front of your TV. Now, I think you can. You can always catch up with it.
Away from so possible to do.
Must-see TV. Must-see TV. Yeah. Is that is must-see.
I mean, for me, like, Raw to me is must-see TV.
I don't know. I don't even know if it's must-see TV as much as you are just programmed to
maybe
be in front of your TV every Monday.
Maybe. I always go back to when I was, and again, you're talking about when I was, you know, 13 years old. my life has changed considerably. I mean, my taste hasn't at all, but my life has changed considerably from 13 to now that I'm 47. I have kids. I have a wife. I have a home. Like, there's things that have to be taken care of. I can't put my full attention on pro wrestling 24/7. But when I was a kid, it was great with cable TV because I could watch the WWF for an hour. Don't forget the shows. There were no shows that were over an hour when we were kids, right, Bully? I mean, everything was 60 minutes.
The only thing that we got that was over an hour is the occasional Saturday night's main event that was 90 minutes.
Yeah, and also, too, the NWA at 6:05, you know, would go to 7:30, so you had like an hour and a half show. But, like, you know, but most of the shows, for the most part, were 60 minutes long. So you would watch the WWF, and when the show was over, you're like, God, I want to watch more. And then I would watch World Class, again, 60 minutes, AWA. But every single show was completely different than the other, completely different roster, and it was only for 60 minutes. So it would end, and you want to watch more. When you have a Monday night, you're starting off the week right off the bat with a three-hour show. So a lot of people get their fill just from Monday night. Because the show is 3 hours long. Once they watch 3 hours, it's hard for some people, I would guess, to even get up for SmackDown the next night. And again, SmackDown is two
Yeah,
hours.
Getting up for
so
SmackDown.
Right there at the
story of my life,
two
you know?
Nights, you've consumed over 5 hours of pro wrestling.
Gotta get it up for
the
SmackDown.
Thing about Monday night is sometimes that's a rough 3 hours sometimes. You know, I don't think we would have a problem with those 3 hours on Monday night if were left on the edge of our seats and cheering. Because we would be so excited to see SmackDown. I think a lot of the times we get to SmackDown on Tuesday nights hoping and praying it's going to be better than Monday. And your assessment of the product over the past couple of months is that SmackDown's been blowing Raw out of the water.
Yeah.
So don't you feel like you're tuning into SmackDown just praying it's going to be better than Raw?
Yeah, and listen, I'll use this as an example, Bully. This past Monday, I thought Raw was very, very good. And it's not a knock on Raw, but I think you would agree that most times that show is not very, very good. It's usually mediocre at best. It was a great show on Monday. But again, it's a great show that's 3 hours long. So you kind of come out of that Monday satisfied. Hey, I saw a great show, and I'm good. I watched 3 hours of pro wrestling. It's time for me to go to bed. But imagine if that show was an hour. You'd be like, my God, I need more. Well, don't worry. You got SmackDown tomorrow night, and you got it for 2 hours. So I think there's something to say. There's something to be said, Bully, about what you said about missing stuff. You can consume so much pro wrestling. There's actually it to put on the WWE Network in time.
It's crazy because in wrestling has trained us as wrestlers to want more. You know, want to leave wanting a little bit more. But when it comes to WWE programming, less is never. Just an abundance. Now we're getting even more. Love to miss wrestling. Love to be able to have Thursday off, come around and going, oh, wait till Monday. I can't wait.
And I'm wondering if we sound like the old guys in the room in a way. Because maybe there's a lot of fans that are listening right now thinking the complete opposite. And you know what? In a lot of ways, Bully, this is the best time for pro wrestling. My favorite time in pro wrestling is right now, just because right at your fingertips, you can watch anything, anytime. And you have so many different organizations. You have the WWE, that's the king right now. But you had a show like All In. You have Ring of Honor. You have Impact Wrestling. You know, you have NWA now that's making a comeback. You know, you have, you know, the Lucha Style Wrestling, Lucha Underground. There's so many different shows,
yes,
so many
Lucha
different styles.
Lucha
and New Japan. I mean, you know, if I wanted to watch, you know, wrestling from Japan, I would have to pay, you know, $25 and send out and wait 6 to 8 weeks for a video cassette to come in the mail. Now it's on my air. It's on my TV every single Friday night. And Jim Ross is doing the commentary. For crying out loud. So I think it's a great discussion. 877-344-4893. 877-FIGHT93. We'll get to the Nation Plus. Like I said, that Undertaker interview when Bully and I are back right here. I'm busted open.
Stiffer than a Bully Ray Mafia kick. This is Busted Open on Sirius XM Fight Nation, Channel 93.
Sirius XM has a 24-hour channel dedicated to politics.
The Vice President says, back off U.S. borders. I'm Jennifer McClellan. Thursday, during remarks at the Conference on Prosperity and Security in Central America, Vice President Pence sent a message.
The leaders in this room should tell your people, don't put your families at risk by taking the dangerous journey north to attempt to enter the United States illegally.
Your preset for politics is POTUS Channel 124.
Gentlemen, when the time is right, you need to be ready. You know what I'm talking about. She's looking good, and this is happening. Now you can take a pill and hope it kicks in maybe an hour from now. Or you can take a chewable with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Because chewables work faster. And who's got time to wait? Get to BlueChew.com. No doctor's office, no pharmacy. Just answer a few questions and your order from Blue Chew comes right to your door discreetly. Prescribed online by a doctor and priced by a
doctor. Blue guy sounds like a fucking creep.
So you can get the job done.
You
got this. BlueChew.com. Get more confidence and
better. Get more confidence.
Your first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code.
$5 shipping.
At BlueChew.com or call 888-366-BLUE. That's BlueChew.com, promo code SAVE. Or call 888-366-BLUE. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fibromyalgia. I was in pain for 5 years before anyone knew what was wrong. My diagnosis gave me little comfort, mostly because the pain, soreness, tenderness was unbearable. My doctor put me on meds. You've seen those commercials. It wasn't pretty. The side effects were worse than my fibromyalgia. Finally, a friend told me about patented Toprosyn Fibro Cream, the only topical fibromyalgia relief available without a prescription. With 11 natural biomedicines, including Arnica and Echinacea, safe hypoallergenic Toprosyn Fibro Cream didn't just numb my pain, it actually went to work on the inflammation causing my discomfort. Within days, the soreness was better. I don't have to tell you results may vary, but if my experience is typical, then the only thing left to say is wow and no side effects. Toprosyn Fibro is available at Rite Aid, CVS, Whole Foods, Sprouts, Harmons, and natural markets everywhere. Pain-free, live-free. Toprosyn, rub it in.
Use as directed.
I'm Tom Shane.
Hey guys, I'm Rorton Shane.
Shane Company's a direct diamond importer, but some folks aren't really sure what that means.
It simply means we travel directly to where the rough diamonds are actually cut into polished stones. For nearly 70 years, my family's been buying from ethical diamond cutters in Antwerp, Tel Aviv, and Mumbai, the world's three diamond centers.
And Diamond Dallas Page, the ultimate ethical diamond cutter.
To you. There just aren't any other jewelers in town that do that.
By not importing directly, other jewelers are buying diamonds that have been marked up by a series of middlemen three, four, or more times before they even reach their store. At Shane Company, we eliminate all the middlemen and their markups and pass the savings on to you.
And because we offer the best value in town, you will get a bigger diamond and a prettier ring, whatever your budget is.
Come to Shane Company, your direct diamond importer. Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
This is Sirius XM Satellite Radio.
Sirius XM
Satellite Radio.
now you've got a friend in the dick hardening business. Chewables. They should get Tom Shane to do those spots. Email that just rolled in and is displaying on my watch here. I don't know. I'm not. It's just a string of words. Hype Energy eForce India celebrates maiden F1 esports podium. What? The fuck does that even mean? Truck Simulation 19, new simulation game to include trucks by famous U.S. brand Kenworth. All right, man. Fucking Kenworth, man. Put a reefer on it. Maybe should have gone around the tunnel today. I guess I don't know. I don't wonder if this is slower. Definitely feels slower.
No one's fault.
From now on, you need to answer at the end of every sentence, you need to say brother.
Okay.
Say it was no one's fault, brother.
It was no one's fault, brother.
There you go.
You know, and listen, I look at this evolution card. I don't know why people are hating on it. As long as you're getting Becky Lynch and Charlotte, I think it's going to be great. And of course, Lita and Trish being on there as well. And I checked. There's very, very few tickets left, Bully, for Evolution. It's, you know, it's almost a sellout, and it will...
I'm a dream about money, and woke up to get more. I was born slow. I walk in fucked up, I'ma leave fucked up. Ain't no telling how I move, yeah. And if the crowd wanna see a nigga gassed up, then bring that ass, baby, this is what I do.
What you do?
I tear it up.
Who the hell is on the scene? Wu-Tang, get the cream, Sinatra gon' reign supreme. Open your vessel,
made it here, so that's good. I'm going to go. Good Thursday. Got to try and get some stuff set up. Hopefully stream it out, assuming it all works according to plan. And I'll see you later.